This is the Jeff and Jen Show.
And today is Reese's Magic Day. It's that day because our daughter Reese is turning 3 today, and she would not be here without the expertise of the surgeons and the oncologists at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. So we want to turn our good fortune of her good health and turn it into the ability for these doctors to give more positive outcomes to families of children battling cancer. We created Reese's Magic Fund in her honor, and it is dedicated to childhood cancer research. So I am humbly asking you today for a gift for my daughter in the form of a donation so that we can save more kids. Every birthday that we celebrate with her, every milestone, every positive blood work that we get back is a reminder that it's such a blessing to still have her here with us. And so we want to be able to pay that forward today, and I can't do it without your help.
And every time you have to go in for blood work or go in for an MRI or
we'll be there tomorrow.
So every time you go in there, you unfortunately are reminded that while the outcome for Reese was so great and, knock on wood and all fingers crossed and all prayers given that will continue to be great, there's still a lot of people who are dealing with childhood cancers. And the statistics that we talked about just a few minutes ago, 1 in 5 aren't going to make it. Only 4% of federal cancer funding goes to childhood cancer, which is why fundraisers, the one Jen organized in honor of her daughter Reese, are so important.
They are vital to be able to do this research that saves kids. So this money you're donating today that we are asking for today goes right to childhood cancer research. It allows these super, super smart doctors to do the things that they are the best at, which is develop these treatments and develop these cures to save kids. So if you've got a healthy child in your life, I want you to think about how much you love that child. And I want you to donate today in that child's name. Because if you're driving to school right now, you're headed to the bus stop, you look at that child that you love and think about the families that are so worried they won't be able to tell them tomorrow that they love them. They won't be able to wrap their arms around them and hug them. Like, I want you to think about that fear, and let's get rid of that. You've got the ability and the power to erase that fear for another family. So donate in honor of your healthy child today. It's going to make you feel really good, and it's going to go right to research. I promise you that.
And it's that's a good transition into a little bit of audio that I want to play for you, Jen, because I want to raise a ton of money for you today. I know how important that Reese's Magic Fund and this fundraising and this awareness is to you.
And let me just tell everybody really quickly, you can go to star941atlanta.com, our regular website we give you all the time, and the link right over to choa.org/Reese is right there for you to make a donation today.
And so we're going to do some heartstring hugging, and I went through a bunch of audio from 2016, and you talk about having a healthy child in your car or at the breakfast table and donating in their honor. Oh, the scary part about something like this is there is a Friday in August of 2016 when you had a healthy child. Mm-hmm. Like, she was having, I think she was having a problem pooping. But, hey, listen, who doesn't every now and again? You know what I'm saying? So she was having some pooping problems. So you were taking her to the doctor to get that checked out. But for the most part, on Friday, you had a healthy child. And on Saturday, you got the news that your life would never be the same.
Mm-hmm. I just had reached my breaking point with it, and I'm thankful I felt confident enough to advocate for Reese when I did, and I made it uncomfortable. And you know me, I hate confrontation.
Right.
I hate arguing. I hate confrontation. I just try to be the diplomat and work through it. But I pitched a fit and I cried and I yelled at somebody. And I yelled at somebody with an MD after their name. And that's not easy to do, but I did it because I needed her. I needed them to look closer. There was something else going on. I just knew it. And so he said, okay, and did his best and got us in for an MRI. And sure enough, they came out of the MRI and sat down with us in a hospital waiting room and said, she has cancer. And
were those the words?
I think I just had tunnel vision at that time, where like everything kind of goes like fuzzy around. It's almost like your peripheral vision almost even gets kind of fuzzy. And at that time, I was still waiting to see her. She was still sedated for the MRI, and we're just trying to process the information. We ask a lot of questions. They were like, she's not going home. We're checking you guys in, and we're kind of giving us some instruction. And then shortly thereafter, the nurse brought her back in. And that's when it was like the worst moment, like just holding her and not knowing how long we were going to have this little life with us. And
It was truly the worst day of my life.
That is hard to relive.
That was August of 2016, and it really is a moment in time that no parent should ever have to experience, and that's why Reese's Magic Day exists.
And right now, Marietta Plastic Surgery is generously matching your gift up to $5,000, so that makes your gift double. So if you can do $10, it becomes $20. So head over right now, *941atlanta.com, and donate in honor of a healthy child in your life, and let's save more kids together. I know we can do it.
The Jeff and Jen Show. *94.1.
Reese's Magic Day in honor of our daughter, cancer survivor's third birthday. We are paying it forward with your help. We need donations to Reese's Magic Fund so we can fund childhood cancer research and save more kiddos. And we can't do it without you. So please donate today through *941atlanta.com. Right on the homepage, there is a link. Or you can go directly to choa.org/Reese.
I think it's important to explain exactly what the fund for the money in Reese's Magic Fund does. And it goes directly to research that's going to make this type of cancer go away. The first big fundraiser you did last year, all that money brought in two dozen doctors from all over the world to sit in the same room and compare notes. And that research and that knowledge and those connections are forever going to make it easier to treat and diagnose and cure this type of cancer.
Absolutely. It goes directly to research. We promise you that.
Hey, Jennifer, what can we do for you today?
I just want to say my 10-year-old daughter was diagnosed just this past week with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I've been listening to the stories about your daughter since this happened, and it always brought tears to my eyes. And honestly, I never thought it was something that I would have to go through. And it's just really reassuring to hear the story about your daughter beating this. And it gives me hope for my daughter.
Jennifer, I know you are in a place where your head is spinning right now.
It is.
And I am so sorry that you are having to go through this. I hate it for any parent. I especially hate it for any child to have to go through this. You guys are at CHOA, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay. You're in great hands. That's what you need to know. And you also...
She goes Thursday for her scan to see what her staging is and how much of her body is impacted. So,
well, Jennifer, I want you to know that I am praying for you. And I'm praying for your daughter. What's her name?
Her name is Carolyn Kilgore.
Okay. I am praying for Carolyn's total and complete healing, okay?
And thank you all so much.
We've got an army of Jeff and Jen Show family members who prayed for Reese and prayed hard, and we are going to make sure that they know all about Carolyn, okay? So you keep us posted on her journey.
I will.
You let us know what you need, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all.
Be tough, Mama, okay?
I will.
Take one more phone call, Jen?
I think so.
Okay. This will be uplifting. It's our friend Nick from Ackerman Security. You know him real well.
Hey, Nick.
What's up, guys? How you feeling?
Not what I expected to have to say right then. I'm glad to hear your voice.
Well, I'm listening. That, man, my heart goes out to that last caller and anybody and everybody dealing with this. I can't imagine. I have three kids, and it would probably be the hardest thing that I've ever dealt with. So let me just say that first. Second, yeah, let me try to lighten it a little bit. I listen to you guys every morning, and I heard that you hiss. I want to make sure you're playing our ads, right?
Right.
Heard that you had your first $5,000 match. We want to match the second 5,000.
Yes.
So now you got up to 10 match.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Awesome. Nick is from Ackerman Security, and they are amazing, amazing partners here at *941. So hire them to secure your home and donate, because they're going to match your donation. That's amazing.
And understand what that means. That means if you donate $100, Nick and Ackerman are going to make it count as $200. So it's like a Groupon for your heart.
That's it. For little Reese, anybody that's met that little girl, wow, what a cutie. So, we're happy to do it. And thanks for all you guys do, and keep doing all you do.
Thank you so much, Nick and Ackerman. Everybody and your team is just so awesome and always so supportive of this community.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
And we appreciate you listening, although we really do run your ads. You don't have to. I mean, we wouldn't lie. we wouldn't lie about that.
So make your donations today through star941atlanta.com, choa.org/Reese.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
We're asking for your help today to support the cure and treatment of childhood cancer. It's Reese's third birthday, our daughter who is a cancer survivor, and we created a fund in her honor that goes directly back to research. So we're asking for your help today so that we can give more awesome outcomes for parents and for families of children who are battling cancer. It only gets 4% of federal funding. So that's why fundraisers like this one and your donor support is so vital to fight this disease.
Every penny counts. And I'm going to warn you, we're about to start tugging at your heartstrings because we're going to play for Jen what was on the radio the day, the first show after Reese's diagnosis. Obviously, Jen wasn't here, so you never heard the announcement and how we handled it on the air.
I've never heard this. I'm really nervous to travel back in time, but if it tugs on your heartstrings and your purse strings, I'm all about it.
First, I want to say thank you to a whole bunch of people. Lauren Hodges, Megan Farmer, Taylor Carnley, the Spivey family, Reese Butler, Mandy Bennett, Jenny Reno, Harmony Tennyson, Ashley Pritchard, somebody who just wants to be known as Sarah. These are all folks who I just put a thing up on Instagram last night with a link to the how to donate, and all of these folks responded within minutes with donations. And the donations vary from $10 to $250, and every penny counts.
And every dollar is matched right now. Marietta Plastic Surgery is matching your donations up to the first $5,000 we raised today. So go ahead and make that donations. Put in that 20 bucks that you might have spent somewhere else today. Donate that $20 in honor of a child in your life, and it's going to double. Thanks to Marietta Plastic Surgery.
All right, let's travel back in time, Jen, to August of 2 years ago. And you had been dealing with some weird health problems with Reese, but you weren't super alarmed up until that final week. So like maybe a fever one day or a tummy ache the next day or this, that. But then something switched and you're like, I got to get her to the doctor and I've got to get answers. And that was on a Saturday morning that happened. So I kind of explain it in this bit of audio, but you called me on Saturday morning, and then I had to go on the radio with, I'm getting choked up just thinking about it. God, it sucked. I had to go on the radio without you on Monday and tell the whole family what happened. And you've never heard that.
I've never heard this. Oh, I'm getting my box of tissues right now.
All right, but let me get one on.
Okay, here you go.
this is what it sounded like. When Jen and I started doing this show together, we made a few promises to each other and to everyone who was kind enough to share their morning with us. What was most important was to make sure your time with us felt like an escape from the real world. We wanted to make sure our show was fun. It was funny, positive. We wanted it to radiate good energy. This is why we don't debate politics. This is why we don't play 911 calls. And this is why we make silly cat songs for listeners. We make you listen to our terrible rap skills. And this is why we focus time every week on gratitude. I am here alone today, and I'm not going to be able to keep that promise for you. As you may have heard on the show recently, Jen's youngest daughter has been sick, and the past couple of weeks were filled with doctor's appointments and even a couple visits to the emergency room. Obviously, this is frustrating to Jen, her husband Grant, and all of us who love little Reese. On Saturday morning, Reese had an MRI to try to solve the mystery. At 12:23 Saturday afternoon, I was leaving the Starbucks in Vinings, and Jen called me. Reese has cancer, she said. I don't remember much else about that call. I remember pulling over. I remember feeling that there was no air in the car. I remember trying to organize my thoughts. I remember trying to find a pen because I felt like I should write stuff down, but there was really nothing to write down. 10-month-old Reese has cancer. I remember the anguish in Jen's voice, who had just heard those same words from a doctor and felt everything that I was feeling times 1 million. Times a billion, times infinity. It's not even comprehensible, and I can't even imagine.
Reese was admitted to Children's Health Care of Atlanta and has been undergoing tests to determine exactly what she is battling and how the doctors will help her fight it. If you have a spare moment, and if you're a person that prays, please ask for Jen and Grant to have calmness and clarity to make the best decisions for their little girl. Please ask for the doctors to have the wisdom to make the right choices and ask for a speedy recovery back to 100% for Reese. You've got this, Reese. And I'm so sorry this is happening to you. But I know you will beat it and you will be as good as new soon.
Woo, that is hard to travel back in time to that.
No
moment.
Kidding.
I've never heard that.
So to make sure that none of those announcements ever have to happen again for any family, we want your money. A donation to Reese's Magic Fund to honor her birthday today would be very much appreciated.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show.
If you can think about a child in your life right now that you love with all your heart and you just cannot imagine losing that child, you don't ever want to imagine hearing a doctor say the word cancer. You never want to think of a day that you couldn't hug that child or tell them that you love them or hear their voice. Well, that sounds like a nightmare, right? Well, that's actually a reality for families of children with cancer. But today is the day you can be a part of the solution and do something about it. Your donation is the power to change outcomes. And we are asking for your donations today specifically because it's our little cancer battler hero's birthday today. Reese turns 3 today. And in honor of that, we are asking for your donations to Reese's Magic Fund. Goes directly back to childhood cancer research.
It was just a few months after the Jeff and Jen Show started when Jen heard those terrible words and her husband Grant heard those terrible words, your child has cancer. And I remember you going into warrior mode where you just got tunnel vision, you collected information, you moved through the day, you just took care of business. And made sure that Reese got the every opinion and second opinion and third opinion and everything was every box was checked and every line was reread. But you also never ever missed a day of work. Like you never. I mean, there was the first few days when you guys were figuring out what the treatment plan would be, but then you came in here and I remember at the time you saying you didn't know why. But you just felt like you had to come into work every single day. So you were able to work it out. Luckily, both you and Grant had some flexibility and some very understanding employers who
I mean, our bosses here at Intercom were incredible and so supportive.
And everything was able to work out so that you could be with Reese as much as you needed to be, but you could also share the journey on the radio. And when you got to tell us in January, and I'm about to play this, so grab your tissues, Jen, because we're going to do a little more time traveling. When you got to tell us in January that Reese was on the other side of her journey, that the hard parts had all passed, you kind of went in on why you were so public about it. And I think that right there was the seed that started Reese's Magic Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact, I think you feel like you were given this journey in order to have Reese's Magic Fund. Is that an accurate statement?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Definitely.
So let's travel back in time. Get your tissues. Apologies to everybody in advance who's already done their eye makeup. You can. I will accept your apology if you can make a donation.
So this entire time that we've been following Reese's cancer battle and going through all of this, I've always thought that there was a reason for my job to be so public, because so many times I just wanted to crawl in a hole and be private. But I kept telling myself, like, go to work every day, be a part of the show, share her story, because she's going to be a ray of hope. She is a ray of hope. And that's a mantra that's gone over and over and over again in my mind in the days where I didn't feel like coming to be on the radio. But I just kept saying to myself over and over again, please, God, let Reese be a ray of hope. And today she is. So yesterday we got the phone call that we had been waiting for so long. It was from one of her oncologists, Dr. Eason, who called. And when I heard her voice on the other line, I immediately just like
couldn't breathe when she said to me, Jen, there are no residual signs of tumor on her MRI. And I just, I think I breathed a sigh of relief for the very first time in six months.
Since August, right?
Yes. August 13th was the day she was diagnosed with a cancerous tumor in her abdomen, and we've been fighting ever since. And she's our little fighter, and she's just full of so much energy and power and joy in this tiny little person. And she's been so incredible, so resilient through the entire thing. But I'm telling you, I think yesterday was the first time I've actually like breathed real oxygen in a really long time. I feel like I've just been in some zombie state and trying to function. And I know I've been terrible to be married to. I know I've been oftentimes terrible to work with. So I just want y'all to know I took a real breath yesterday for the first time in a really long time. I'm crying right now, but I want you to know it really is tears of joy because she is now that ray of hope. I want every parent who's struggling with their child's health to get that kind of a phone call. I want every parent who's ever worried about their kid and not slept all night long or crawled into their hospital crib just to try to comfort them to get that phone call that we got.
And just a few days later, you announced Reese's Magic Fund. And you said that is how you were going to contribute to making those dreams that you stated on January 20th of last year a reality for everybody.
And we can't do it without your help. We can't, then none of this is possible without you feeling something for families that are still battling this, that are going to the hospital today with the same worries and same fears that we had 2 years ago. We need your help today. We need your help in the form of donation. We have some incredible partners at the radio station that are matching your donations today, right now.
Thank you so much to Nick from Ackerman Security. He called us just a few minutes ago, and he said, y'all, I know that Marietta Plastic Surgery is covering the first $5,000 in donations you get. They're going to match the first $5,000. So Nick from Ackerman said Ackerman Security wants to match the second $5,000, which means
amazing.
If we can raise $10,000 this morning, $10,000, then it gets doubled. It becomes $20,000. And $20,000 goes a long way in the world of pediatric cancer research and treatment and ultimately finding a cure.
So be please. A part of the solution today. Please, please, please. *941atlanta.com. It will link you directly right over to Reese's Magic Fund. It's our way to say thank you to her doctors and to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta by continuing.
Coming up next on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Reese's dad is coming on with us coming up next. My husband, Grant, because dads process all of this in a completely different way. And I want him to share a little bit of his perspective of being a dad going through.
He's not going to cry, is he? Because I've been holding up pretty well this morning. But dude's crying. Always get me, man.
No, he's a pretty tough dad, but he wants to share some of his story with you coming up next. Today is Reese's Magic Day. We're asking for your gifts to celebrate our daughter Reese's third birthday in the form of a donation to Reese's Magic Fund. It's dedicated to childhood cancer research. And I say our daughter because my husband, Grant, joins the show now. Hopefully he'll tug at your heartstrings and purse strings and get you to donate today. Hey, honey.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So last night, Grant and I are reflecting on this journey that we've gone through and the ability now to focus on helping other families comes because our daughter is well and doing so well. We'll be back at Choa tomorrow for another MRI to double check and make sure everything is good. So we're always keeping tabs on her cancer and making sure that it's not returned. But now that we feel like a little sigh of relief that we've gotten such good results, now it's time to turn our focus and our attention to giving back. And Grant, I think it was such a decision that we made together in the hospital. What are we going to do with this opportunity? You know, Grant has a big platform in this, you know, area of education and schools, and I have a big platform with this microphone sitting in front of me and the honor of working here at Star 94.1. So what are we going to do with it was that question that we asked. And I think your answer was let's thank her doctors in every way we can.
Yeah, I mean, it's really simple for us. And I think, how do you say thank you to someone who saved your daughter's life? And how do you give back to families who are either in this journey, were in this journey with us, or families who don't even know that they're going to be in this journey in the future? And I think that will be our lifelong mission.
Mm-hmm. And during our battle, Reese suffered hearing loss due to the chemotherapy. By the grace of God, her hearing has returned, and she is doing really well now, but that's a result of chemotherapy. So can you speak to what this money is going to? When we say childhood cancer research, what does that mean?
Yeah, so, you know, I remember the day they sat us down and they put a big binder in front of us, and we had to sign all these forms saying that this chemotherapy they were going to put in our daughter would potentially cure cancer, but it would have all these side effects. And I remember page after page after page, and we were signing, you know, there were all these medicines we couldn't even pronounce, much less know what they were going to do to her little body. And I remember when the doctor said to us, hey, there's a 30% chance that she's going to fall into this category where the very best chemotherapy that will cure her cancer will cause side effects. And one of those side effects was hearing loss. And specifically, it was going to kill the nerve endings in her ear such that the hearing loss could be significant and it could be permanent. And we just didn't have a choice. You know, we were going to take whatever side effects, whatever impact on the quality of life would come, because we had to save her life. And that's what the doctors recommended. And sure enough, we were 1 month into chemotherapy treatments, and they would go back and test her hearing and find out that, yes, she fell into that category of 30%. And I remember just asking so many questions of the doctors, like, you know, what do we do now, and how do we prevent it, and how do we shift chemotherapy and what have you? And I think what we learned through this journey was that the doctors said that we cure a lot of cancer, but we also impact the quality of life for a lot of kids. They say we would cure a lot of cancer, but we would make a lot of kids deaf or hard of hearing. And the reality is it's preventable. They have the ability with research to do genetic testing, so we know on the front end. It's not so much trial and error. And I think that was one of the things that was most impactful for me. From the day that Reese was diagnosed at 9 months old, I always held on to this hope that one day we'd have to tell her she had cancer. And the day we put those little hearing aids in at 10 months old, I remember saying anything we can do to help another child not have to experience hearing loss would be our long-term commitment. And that's where this research really goes to. Genetic testing that will help doctors better tailor chemotherapy to avoid the long-term and often dangerous side effects of chemotherapy.
Because what you need to know about the chemotherapy given to kids is it's just little forms of adult chemotherapy now.
Right.
Which, instead of being developed specifically for curing childhood cancer, they're getting these crazy chemicals that are really meant for adults. And so fundraisers like today mean so much.
And the research, and what's so alarming, is with only 4% of federal funding going to childhood cancer research, the problem is that adult chemo affects kids differently, because you put it in an adult, everything's already made. Everything's already built. Your ears are already built. You know what I mean? Your nerves to your ears are already there and they're done. So they're not as impacted. But little kids, babies, 10-month-old babies are still growing and still forming, and things are fresh and new. So the chemo is impacting them as well, exponentially greater than it's impacting adults. So when you think about it, the funding's the opposite of what it should be. 96% of it should be going to the kids, you know, and the balance should be going to the adults. But that's not the case. So what you guys are doing today, and with the help of the Jeff and Jen Show family, I mean, is true. We've already seen the impact of it. You've brought in 24 doctors from around the globe to trade notebooks and email addresses and all that stuff. So the next time somebody gets Reese's diagnosis, your doctor here, we call him the mad scientist, Dr. Awesome, Dr. Olson, whatever you call him, now has 23 other doctors. How many total doctors was it? 20-something. A lot. 18?
Grant, do you know?
Yeah, it was actually 42, Jeff. So there 42? Were 42 doctors from 6 different continents that came together last October as a result of, like, the listeners and so many in the community who gave. Yeah.
That's 41 phone calls that Dr. Olson can make next time he sees a case like Reese's and says, if you seen something similar, how did you treat it? What was the outcome? How do I make my outcome better? That's the actual impact of your donation.
And Grant, anything last you want to say? How does it feel that she's turning three today?
She came running down the stairs this morning and with a big smile on her face. And I just think that every day is a blessing. And, you know, Jen, it was hard because I don't take myself back to those pictures often. I just want to leave some of that negative energy in the past. And yet when I saw the pictures of her like bald and weak and frail when she was in the middle of chemotherapy, and then I've got this three-year-old who all she wants to do is get down the stairs so she can get to this plate full of chocolate chips and sprinkles that we put out for her birthday as a surprise on the morning of her birthday. I mean, we've come a really long way.
Can I stay at your house the night before my birthday? I did not realize there's a plate of sprinkles at the end of the stairs. I'll run too.
Well, I owe one of your listeners a thank you because several months ago, somebody gave us the idea that if you pour sprinkles onto their breakfast, they'll eat anything. So we were doing that this morning.
Thanks, honey. Love you.
All right. Love you, hon. Thanks, guys.
Coming up next on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Your donation is needed. Go to star941atlanta.com and click on that button. Every single penny counts, and every single penny is being matched right now by two of our great partners here at the radio station, Marietta Plastic Surgery and Ackerman Security. So your $10 donation, it's $20. Your $100, $200. Your $500, that's $1,000. So please, 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 every penny counts. Thank you.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
We're asking for your help today to donate to Reese's Magic Fund so we can end childhood cancers together. It's today because it's our daughter Reese's third birthday, and she's our little cancer warrior who's doing so well. And to celebrate, we're asking for birthday gifts. Yes, in the form of donations so we can pay it forward and help more families. And so many of you are coming out of the woodwork with your donations. I'm just so overwhelmed. I'm looking at my inbox and all these notifications coming in for your donations. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Miles and Oliver, thank you for your donation. The Dwiggins family, thank you for your donation. Leah Madelon, thank you. Angelica Ravenel Diaz, thank you. Croy Bierman and family, thank you. And Steph Anderson, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your donations. It's cool to go to star941atlanta.com and click over to the page that Jen has set up for Reese's Magic Fund and watch the total climb. Hopefully, throughout the day, it will continue to climb as you get into work and you organize all your coworkers, because a little bit of money from a lot of people is going to make a big difference. And as you shake down your boss. So go to the rich owner of your company and your rich bosses and be like, hey, listen, this is a great cause, and this is part of our family, and we know that the money is going to be watched beginning to end and go to a really, really, really great cause.
And it is a charitable donation for them. So we can add your name and your company's name to that fundraising honor roll, that scroll that is going there on the page. Thank you so much. If you've already donated, if you haven't had a chance to yet, star941atlanta.com will link you right over. Super easy to do, and we appreciate it so much. We want more families of children battling cancer to have more positive outcomes.
And we are still in the window of donations being matched by Marietta Plastic Surgery and Ackerman Security. So your donation until the end of the show counts double thanks to the generosity of those two Star 94.1 partners, Marietta Plastic Surgery and Ackerman Security. So get your donation in before 10 a.m. and have it count twice. Seriously, thank you.
And of course, we always love when you call the Jeff and Jen Show. Jennifer in Loganville, welcome to the show.
I just want to say my 10-year-old daughter was diagnosed just this past week with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I've been listening to the stories about your daughter since this happened, and it always brought tears to my eyes. And honestly, I never thought it was something that I would have to go through. And it's just really reassuring to hear the story about your daughter beating this. And it gives me hope for my daughter.
Jennifer, I know you are in a place where your head is spinning right now.
It is.
And I am so sorry that you are having to go through this. I hate it for any parent. I especially hate it for any child to have to go through this. You guys are at CHOA, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay. You're in great hands. That's what you need to know. And you also...
She goes Thursday for her scan to see what her staging is and how much of her body is impacted. So
Well, Jennifer, I want you to know that I am praying for you, and I'm praying for your daughter. What's her name?
Her name is Carolyn Kilgore.
Okay. I am praying for Carolyn's total and complete healing, okay?
And thank you all so much.
We've got an army of Jeff and Jen Show family members who prayed for Reese and prayed hard, and we are going to make sure that they know all about Carolyn, okay? So you keep us posted on her journey.
I will.
You let us know what you need, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all.
Be tough, Mama, okay?
I will.
Whitman, like Jennifer and families like Jennifer's family are the people who are going to be impacted by your donation. So as a reminder, the funds are being matched until the end of the show by Marietta Plastic Surgery and Ackerman Security. So get your donation in right now.
Coming up next on the Jeff and Jen Show.
It's super easy. Go to any of our social media pages or go to star941atlanta.com and click on the cute picture of Reese, and it'll take you right over to the donation page. It'll take you 5 minutes, and it'll put a smile on your face all day.
And we'd love to be able to thank you on the air, too. So add your name to that scrolling honor roll so we can thank you for your donations. Let's make a big difference today. Reese's Magic Day on Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.